In 2003, Nike signed 13-year-old Freddie Adu to a seven-figure contract. But Freddie didn't live up to the hype. He has turned down every single documentary project looking closely at the details of his career. Until now.
People are going to look at everything you did because of the hype surrounding your arrival and what they think you can be.
I'm Grant Wall, and this is American Prodigy, Freddie Adu, from Blue Wire Podcasts.
Guys, welcome to another episode of Y'all Gaming, where we ask the most important question of the day, of the year, pretty much. Are y'all gaming? Because honestly, there ain't much else to do. You know what I mean? Might as well get your gaming on right now. But I'm TK, this is Coney, and today we're going to talk about Hyrule Warriors. We're going to talk about some Demon Souls, and we're going to talk about a little bit of that, what we're thankful for just in gaming. You know, it's Thanksgiving time, you know? I almost forgot about it, but it is Thanksgiving time. And it's a great time for us to say what we're thankful for this year as far as games. And if you're not thankful for anything, that's also fair. You know, maybe just this year sucked for you. But for me, I had some pretty cool stuff that I liked this year, gaming-wise. So
I'm not thankful for anything going out the rest of this year because it's Cyberpunk
facts.
And nothing else. So
Facts.
I'd be thankful if y'all could put out a game. How about a game? Anybody got a game, please?
All right. Anyway, how are you doing?
I'm good. Julie's birthday was yesterday, 1 year old. Pog. I've got a couple Christmas things that my stream helped me pick out, but one of them isn't good. So I've been trying to get that working, and it's been good.
And by Christmas things, you like they got you stuff or they got Julie stuff?
No, I gave the stream a $200 budget to buy Christmas items for the stream, and they bought a Santa. Well, I wanted to do this, one of those Santas that climb up and down a ladder. And you can get them for like $60 or $50 at Target, but I saw one for $20 at Amazon, so I was like, okay, I'll just get that. Let me cut some corners, save some money. Turns out this one doesn't stop talking, so he, like, as soon as you put the battery in, he doesn't have a button, he's just, jingle bells, jingle, and he screams it. So I'm gonna have to return that one, I think. He's a little chatty, so, yeah, that one's,
yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's been quite a few days. But Julie's birthday was yesterday. I finished Demon Souls. I didn't like it. I'm excited to talk about it today.
To dish on it. Okay.
Yep.
Well, you know what? You can actually start today because I feel like you're a little more passionate about Demon Souls. So we can start.
Hell,
unless
yeah.
You want to do the compliment sandwich thing where we start with good and then bad.
No, like, I'll start with bad. Demon Souls sucks. So if you remember, if you serial fans of Y'all Gaming will know that last episode we talked about how, like, you know, Souls games are kind of tedious, they're kind of annoying, they can just make you do the same thing over and over, and I defended them because, like, Dark Souls wasn't like that. Dark Souls 2 wasn't really like that. Demon Souls is exactly like that. Demon Souls is Demon Souls is like the way that I described it is it's like the rough EP of a band that you really like that you find out about later and you're like, oh my god, this, like, it has all the cool ideas, it has my favorite songs, but this all sucks. Like, it's before they got money and production and stuff. That's what Demon Souls is like. There are no checkpoints. You have to get to the boss and kill it before you get a checkpoint, which means you got to run through the same crap over and over, and it sucks. Like, the game itself just has not aged well, and everybody's acting like it's, like, I don't know, a masterpiece, and it's very old. It's not good.
Okay. I think that you are on the money when it comes to that, because this is a remake, right? It's just like they didn't really change anything, it's just...
No,
updated graphics.
Yeah, it's a 1-to-1 remake of the original game. I don't know of any gameplay changes, but I didn't play the first one. I know there are a lot of graphical changes, but a lot of people say that they were for the worse, and I kind of get that. I agree, but I don't care about that. The gameplay is old, dude. Like so if you look at Demon Souls and you look at Sekiro, which is FromSoft's latest game, dude, the quality of life is so It's like if people were driving around a Ford Model T from 1920 and be like, oh, this is amazing. This still hits. I'm on the highway going 20 miles an hour. Isn't this amazing? No. You look stupid and you have to crank your car. That's Demon Souls. I don't like this game.
It's like still driving a car without power steering, and you're like, only real men drive cars like this. Like, no, like, that was quality of life, but I get what you're saying. I think that's a like a bigger conversation to have when it comes to gaming. I think a lot of people forget or like see arbitrary hardness or like, you know, game engine stuff like that mm-hmm. as a level of skill, and then when it gets taken out, they're like, oh man, this game is easier. When in actuality, it's just making the game more streamlined. Like, there's a lot of games I feel like I would not go back and play now because I'm so used to all these streamlined things that like. Mm-hmm. Like, if I were to go back and play, like, an old RPG or an old action RPG and had to do, like, all that menu work you used to have to do on action RPGs, oh, I would God. Fucking hate it. Yes. I would hate it, like, for sure. Because yep. newer games, they still have a lot of menu work, but that's streamlined. So I can't imagine what it looks like to go back and play, like, an action RPG from, like, 2005 right now. F that.
Yeah, they need updates. Yeah. They need. I feel like gaming has moved, and like there are arguments to be made that some games have moved too streamlined. Like, it's like mm-hmm. a press X to win. And I think that you get some criticisms of that, like with Spider-Man's combat, where it's like, I feel like superhero game combat, or maybe just third-person melee combat, has largely unchanged from like Batman.
Like, I mean, Arkham, it's hard too, though, like because you have to make them feel like superheroes, but then at the same time, you want the game to be challenging. So if they're not strong enough, then you have missed the like. The essence, I guess, of the superhero. And if they're too strong, then it's easy. So, like, how do you find that sweet spot, you know?
That's the Superman problem. Yeah, that's why they can't do a Superman game. I agree, and I don't know how you do it, but I'm also not paid to be a game designer, and I feel like somebody should have found a way to do Bam-Ham combat that's new and, like, updated. Yeah. But Batman combat is, like, it's the same. And I like it. Don't get me wrong. I actually really like it. But in the same way that if you play Dark Souls or Demon's Souls and then you play Sekiro, it's different. Sekiro probably isn't a good example because Sekiro is more like a spinoff and the combat's very different. But, like, from Demon's Souls to Bloodborne, like, that is a straight line up, I think. It only gets better. And I feel like Spider-Man and Batman, like, yeah, it feels better because there are a lot more gadgets you can use and they've changed it a lot, but like, it's still fundamentally the same thing. I don't know if I'm making any sense with this, but
you are. I mean, I kind of felt like that way. Like, I liked Miles Morales a lot for sure, but I did feel like there was a piece of me that was like, I feel like I've played this game before. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, I feel like I've definitely played this game or this type. And like, so now I can kind of feel myself getting old and tired of the like, action beat 'em up almost type deal. Like, I'm playing I was playing Valhalla a little bit before that, and that's the same thing. You know, you go in, you slap your weak button and then you slap your strong button for like finishers, and it's like, okay, that's the gameplay loop. Is it fun? Is it engaging? Sure, but like, will I want to do that for 70 hours? Hell no. No, absolutely not. Like, not even a little bit. So yeah, there needs to be some type of, there needs to be something else. I just don't know what the something else is in that. And I hope that game designers do figure it out soon. But
I think due for like the next big thing. Because like Souls was like the big thing, you know?
Right.
And I would argue maybe God of War was very much like it was very Souls-y in a lot of ways. I'm wondering what the next big like gameplay thing that everybody else is going to steal from is. Because I don't know what it would be. And
I mean, right, what have we run through so far? We run through, like, as far as action, we've run through open world stuff. You know, that was like the Far Cry, the Red Dead, all that. We got the action superhero stuff with Spider-Man's and Batman's. So yeah, I don't know, man. Like, what that's a really interesting question though. What's the next step? Before anyone says it, it's definitely not Cyberpunk. Like, let's just
Oh yeah, that's Fallout.
That's Fallout. Not
yeah, I've been watching Cyberpunk. It does look good. Maybe everything going on underneath the hood is different enough, but it looks like Fallout. And it's funny, when you said open world, like with the Far Cry stuff, I went in a different direction. I was thinking like Breath of the Wild. Because like if you look at Breath of the Wild or like Red Dead 2, I would say that those games do open world in a totally new and unique way, which is really cool. And maybe that's what it is it's like the next iteration on that. I think Red Dead did open worlds like the best I've ever seen it done. But I know a lot of people said it was slow and like it needed change. And I totally get that. I just like cowboy stuff. So Like, I maybe that's what it is, because it feels like people are going in that direction. The other problem is games are so expensive to make now. So yeah. You're going to go with a safe property. You're going to go with a safe bet. And sometimes it's something that you've seen a billion other people do.
Yeah. So, you know, as we start to get into our existential crisis on games, let's go ahead and move on to the easier topic. Hyrule Warriors. Age of Calamity has come out. It is a sequel. Well, it is a prequel, actually, to Breath of the Wild. So you can find out the events that happened before that, you know, the 100 years passed and all that good stuff. So this one, I think in that vein, it already makes it better than the other Warriors games because it's actually like a, it's canon. And you don't really get, like, for Hyrule Warriors 1, it wasn't canon. That was just like some fantasy world. Fire Emblem Warriors, I'm pretty sure, wasn't canon, at least to my knowledge. And, but this one is canon. And you get to play the champion. So you get to play Revali, Urbosa, Daruk, Mipha. Some other characters are in there as well. Does it do anything different? Not much. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's just a Warriors game. Like, we're not gonna, you know, I think that they have taken the stuff from Breath of the Wild and put it into a Warriors game very well. As in, like, you have to use your runes, you have to use like the bomb, the stasis, the magnesis, and all that good stuff to fight. And they also added like the rods, so you can do like elemental damage and stuff too. And all that's really cool. So it did build on the system, but at the core, it's still just a Dynasty Warriors game. So if you like Dynasty Warriors type games, then this game is for you. If you don't, then I would say it's not for you. However, if you are like very versed or well in, like, you know, you're very involved in the Zelda story, I think you still should play it at some point in time, just to, you know, just to see how everything played out. You can go through the story and then just call it quits without doing any of the extra stuff. I'm only about, I don't know, I say about like 12 hours in. Most of my characters are around like level 30, and we've got a decent amount of the beasts to show up so far, or I've played as each beast except for one. And that's, you know, that's a little cool extra segment of it. But I have a whole video coming out on this like sometime later this week talking about it in depth. But to me, solid game. I feel like for most people, it's probably like a wait for a sale. But like, will it ever go on sale? I'm probably not. It's one of Nintendo's flagships.
It's a Nintendo thing.
Yeah. So I'm thinking more so like maybe borrow it from a friend if you don't want to buy it altogether. But overall, yeah, just it's a solid game to me.
So. Is it canon? Because I thought it wasn't.
No, it's canon. It's supposed to be. It's literally the prequel of of Breath of the Wild. It's the events that happened before Breath of the Wild that caused the, you know, the Age of Calamity and all that good stuff.
I thought I thought it was non-canon because I thought I heard that. I think it was Malcolm that said that. I don't know how.
That is non-canon? I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't know if that's true. It might be a spoiler. I don't know. But yeah,
Age of Calamity. Here we go. Let's just
Age
of Calamity
it.
Canon.
Oh god, I didn't mean to spoil it. My bad.
That means that unlike the first Hyrule Warriors game, the events that occur in the cutscenes here should be considered canon and will be part of Breath of the Wild's lore. There we go.
There we go. Okay, good. Okay. No, I've never been interested in these games. Like, they look okay, but they always just like, there's too much going on. Like, it's cutting down dozens and dozens of enemies at once. I get it, but I'd rather have that as like something within a game I'm already liking than as the whole game, you know. It's like,
yeah,
it's
that's
like
fair.
It's like cereal for dinner. Like, that's not what it's for, you know. It feels indulgent.
Yeah. Say, O'Breezy says the frame rate even stable. This frame rate conversation has happened a lot and I think that is, I think that's just like one of those things where people hear one thing and then just judges the whole game off of that. Mm-hmm. The frame rate in the first level is actually really bad. I don't know why. It's literally only the first level. I think that's like from the demo, and they just never decided to fix it. But the frame rate throughout the game is solid. It does have its dips if you have like 8 million explosions on the screen and like 5 million enemies, for sure. But that's not really the game. That's more so Nintendo's hardware. And honestly, any Warriors game will kind of surf with that.
You have
back
a billion
in the day,
enemies.
Yeah, you have like a billion enemies. You're doing like a super explosion attack. And then like there's like 5,000 billion particles and pixels on the screen. Eventually, like something's going to have to give, and it's going to be the frame rate. But yeah, so the first level, the frame rate was god awful for some reason. Mm. And then after that, everything else has been solid since. So I haven't had any issues with the frame rate. I think there was one time. Oh, am I back?
Yeah, I just said okay. Oh.
Okay, you know, I think there was one time where I was like, this is like not it.
Yeah.
And that was literally the beginning of the game. Ever after that, everything else has been fine with me. So yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. Like, as you said, it is just a Warriors game. So if you like Dynasty Warriors type games, you like, you know, it's the reason why I think I like Dynasty Warriors games is because the sense of accomplishment is always there. Like, it's basically like another fighting game where your sense of accomplishment happens so often. In fighting games, you win your round, sense of accomplishment. In Musou games or Warriors games, you go through, slap up everybody, beat the final boss, sense of accomplishment. And then, like, so it's just like easy serotonin.
Okay.
And then you can play it in bed. You can play it anywhere. You know, it's just like, oh, let me knock out 2-3 levels before I go to sleep. Progression.
Yeah.
Yeah, just easy stuff like that. And so that, I think that's why Warriors games hit for me, because, you know, it's like impossible to lose, I guess. Whereas, like, you know, if I try to go play League at night before I go to sleep, if I lose that game, now I'm tight. So now I got to play some more. And even by the time I win, I'm probably still tight. So.
Oh, no, I get that, not just on the League thing, but I was playing Demon's Souls. And it's like, all right, now I got to get through this next part and then kill this boss. And then I get to the boss, and the boss is a puzzle boss, and he needs a certain weapon. So I have to go get that weapon, which means I have to grind for it in this area. And then I have to go to this area. Like, that happens. Meanwhile, Dynasty Warriors, or Hyrule Warriors in this case, looks like it's just like, all right, you got everything. Just cut through that. You got it.
Yeah.
That seems better.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what we got for Hyrule Warriors. Do I think you should buy it? If you like Zelda, yes. If you like Warriors, yes. If you don't, but you, then no. That's kind of where I'm at. It's not like a game-changing. It's not a game-changer. It's just a cool Warriors game. Moving forward, we got what we're thankful for this year as far as gaming goes. And what we're not thankful for, actually, let's go ahead and go to that. What we're not thankful for first for gaming is honestly the rest of the year. What's coming out for the rest of the year, boys?
It's just Cyberpunk in 2 weeks.
Now that football is back in full swing, you might not be at a game this year, but you can still be on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get on every possible chance to win this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than anywhere else. You can get on their season opening bonuses today and start off wagering on wins, division, and championship futures. Head to BetOnline today and take advantage of all your great sign-up bonuses. Don't forget to use promo code BLUEWIRE at BetOnline.ag. That's BLUEWIRE, all one word, BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. And 2020 has reshaped how we work. Businesses across the globe are trying to be more efficient than ever, so when every hire is critical, Indeed is here to help. Indeed is the number one job site in the world with more total visits than any other site, helping you find quality candidates quickly. Indeed also gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring, and you only pay for what you need. You can pause your account anytime, and there are no long-term contracts. And now, Indeed's new way of matching you with candidates instantly delivers a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. You can contact them the moment you sponsor a job, making Indeed the only job site that can move as fast as you do. 73% of online job seekers in the U.S. visit Indeed each month, which is why more than 3 million businesses worldwide use Indeed for hiring. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job posts, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed out with a $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/BlueWire. Offer valid through December 31st. Terms and conditions apply. And now, let's get back to the podcast.
I have one other game that I'm looking forward to, but it's not like really one that's on like the radar, like that's crazy, but it's Immortals Fenyx Rising. I got a key for it already. Ubisoft hooked me up. Big shouts to Ubisoft. I'll be able to stream that on Friday, but am I like going crazy about it? No, it just looks like a pretty fun game. Cyberpunk has got all this hype that at this point in time, and I don't know, if maybe I'm being spiteful, but I kind of want Cyberpunk. I don't believe that Cyberpunk is ever going to live up to the hype that it is garnished.
No.
This game has been talked about for like literal years.
Yeah.
And there's cutscene after cutscene being shown up, just trailer after trailer being shown up. There is literally nothing that I think they can do that is going to make me think this was worth the wait. Like, is it going to be a solid game? Probably. But is it going to be game of the year? Probably not. Not for me.
It'll be fine, I think. And some of the stuff that I've seen makes it look like... So the gameplay doesn't look revolutionary or all that interesting. It looks Fallout-esque, which is fine. You know, it's not a big deal. The story is where it's going to have to come alive. The story and the characters and the story itself as it exists right now, if I'm understanding this correctly, I think I am, which is like you're transporting a chip that is like super valuable. So I'm already getting New Vegas vibes. This is literally what New Vegas was about. And the only way to make sure it doesn't get destroyed was you had to inject it into your brain. Like you had to absorb it. But then that makes it so you see this dead rock star whose consciousness was like put onto the chip, who's played by Keanu Reeves. And like, that's the start of all this. So like, okay. It's already hearkening. I'm getting like New Vegas vibes from that, just from talking about it. I don't know if that's the actual story. I think that's what I heard. And then I watched the gameplay and it's like, it's very Fallout. It's very GTA. And I don't know what the game will do to iterate on that. I will be honest, Witcher didn't seem like it was like groundbreaking when it came out in terms of like mechanics, but everybody loved it, said it was amazing. And a lot of that was down to the storytelling in the characters and the quests being really, really good and the writing being good. So maybe they'll pop on that. I don't know. But if that's where you have to make your money, if that's where you have to pop, you have to be so good. Like same with Supergiant Games. It's like, the gameplay isn't amazing on Supergiant, but the presentation, the art, the voice acting, the music is like, it omega pops, and it brings up everything else. And I think that's what Cyberpunk has to do, is it just has to have incredible narrative. And that's hard. I don't know.
Yeah. I think that's kind of what I'm like thinking about as well. It's just like, what do you do to make this game revolutionary? Mm-hmm. You spend all this extra time on it, but it still feels like it's coming out and it's just a Fallout-esque game in a cooler setting, I guess, if you will, for some people. You know, some people really like that Cyberpunk setting. Some people probably really like the Fallout setting.
Yeah,
it's also gonna obviously look pretty. It's gonna look very pretty. Like, it's, you know, I hope so. Like, it's been worked on forever, but I'm not seeing myself like being enthralled in that game yet. And also, that was the other thing I want to talk about. I made this analogy on my stream the other day, but when it comes to games, like the game, like if we were looking at it like a cake, the story to me is always just the icing, like the, but like the, but it's like the icing that doesn't matter that much. So it's like the icing tips that they put it's at the end after they already the iced the cake. Yes.
Yeah.
So to me, if the gameplay is the cake, if the cake is bad, I don't care about anything else. Like if I bite into it and I don't like the taste of the cake, the icing is not going to make that game better. And I think that's where a lot of people fall in this trap of saying games are revolutionary and godlike, because they will take a very mediocre cake and dress it up nice, and then they'll be like, wow, bro, this game is game of the year. And I'm like, well, what if you took away that icing? What would you think about just the cake? Well, the cake was, it was all right. Like, and that's, to me, when you're talking about games, like, that should matter way more than the story in the setting. If the gameplay is not fun, or at least not engaging, and it feels like it's only using you, getting you from point A to point B, then the game to me can't be a game of the year or a masterpiece or anything like that. Now, if the gameplay is amazing and it's buffed by the icing, aka the story, the setting, the timeline, that is a game of the year. I think a lot of people just, they see one or the other, or they like will put the rose colored glasses on because the story really captured them, but then forget that they had to play like 45 minutes to like 2 hours of gameplay that they probably weren't enjoying that much to get to the next part of the story. So I don't know, man.
It's funny because before the show we were talking about, so on stream tonight I'm playing Diddy Kong Racing and I've never beaten it. I played it when I was younger. I got mad at the bosses and now I'm like, okay, I'm older now, let me try it. I'm gonna play all through it. Apparently you can beat it in one night, so perfect, great.
Yeah.
And TK was saying that like it's actually better than Mario Kart in a lot of ways. And I'm interested to see if that's true. And we were talking about, like, would Mario Kart pop off without Mario characters? Would Smash have popped off without Nintendo characters? I don't know. There's a lot of questions.
Well, we're going to find out with this free Melee stuff, man. I'm telling you, they're going to just make Space Bros. They're going to make Space Bros. And it's going to have all the same characters with different names.
No,
although, I don't know
no,
how
no,
they're
no.
going to
they
name Fox.
That. They tried that. They tried
no,
that.
No. See, this one's going to be an actual one-to-one comparison. Like, this...
Oh, you mean like if Fox was a goat and his name was Kid, that'd be kind of
no, 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 no. I mean, if Fox was a fox, but his name was Fox, as in it was like F A W, X.
Like foe. Like.
And it's like Falco is just now Bird, you know, like, but they have literally the exact same moveset, plays exactly the same, you know.
Just call him Foxy or something. I don't, Lupine or something. Like, there's a bunch of things you could do. Or I think Fox is Vulpine. I don't know. Either way, I don't know why people didn't just take... I don't know, man. I do feel some type of way about it, and I know this isn't like a Smash podcast, so I don't want to get too... But like, a lot of people are like, just take Smash and put it in another game. But people kind of tried that. It wasn't good.
A lot of times.
But like, they tried to do something similar, and people crapped all over it. And people are like, why don't I just play Melee? This is why you don't just play Melee. Because stuff like this can happen. And I'm not saying it should have happened. I'm just saying, you know, maybe.
There's like a lot of good, you know, platform fighters out there right now, to be completely honest, that you could be playing that. Because you might scratch that Melee itch. But I think the history of Melee is just so strong that it's impossible to beat.
Yeah, like, that too. Yeah.
You know, like, I think that Slap City does a good job of capturing that, like, Melee-esque movement. I think the Rivals does a good job of that. But it's still just not Melee. So because of that and all the history involved, I think it's just like no one will ever touch that. And I feel like that should be a lesson that people should stop trying to touch it. Stop trying to become Melee and become your own thing. Start your own legacy. Make your own history. Like you saw the one game that tried to be Melee the most. That thing flopped immediately. So just like make your own history when it comes to these games. So
yeah. Yeah, and I think that's as far as we can talk about it without going into like a 3-hour, you know what I mean? It's there you go.
It's a lot. I'll probably do that tomorrow on Hard Reads. But anyway, what am I thankful for this year? You know, I'll say I'm thankful for Genshin Impact because honestly, the later half of this year, if Genshin Impact didn't come out, I probably would have had nothing to play.
Yeah.
So, which means, I mean, I guess that probably would have been better for my stream when I went back to watch the Shark Tank, but I don't know. It was just a fun game. Brought a lot of new viewers to the stream, talked to a lot of people, kind of got me back into gaming just in general. Cause I feel like for a long time before that, I was just watching shows and whatever. And then Genshin Impact came out and now I'm just playing games again. My sub count's not liking that, but I am enjoying myself.
Yeah.
So eventually I will get back to watching Shark Tank cause I want to buy some more cool stuff, but
yeah. I am thankful for Fall Guys, not just because I liked it, but it was a huge, it was good for my channel. It was very good for me. So thank you, Fall Guys, for coming out. I'm so sorry what happened to you. I hope
you feel
better. I mean, they're dead.
No, people are still playing Fall Guys. Come on.
No. 3K. Well, I mean, the viewership's dead. It's like 3K on Twitch. Like, let me look. Right now. On Twitch.
Yeah, look, I'm gonna look at the Steam charts real quick.
Oh, Steam charts are better. Fall Guys 3K.
No, I mean look at the viewers though. Yeah, just you know.
Literally 3K. The top Fall Guys streamer is 200. Oh man.
Damn. So if you streamed right now, you'd be the top Fall Guys streamer.
True, true. But not by much.
Get in there, bro.
Fall Guys has 9K.
Oh, but look at the drop though. 30-day gain percentage negative 48%. Yeah, all right. Well,
It's dead. However, Fall Guys, I think, has potential to pop again at any time, which I think is very good for Mediatonic and the people that make it. If you get one good deal and they have all these people, well, I don't know anymore. I was going to say there are all these partnerships that they could reach out to because remember, everybody was tweeting at them. They were like, they were the internet darling for a little while. If they just reach out to one of those people, hey, like, hey, can I add Iron Man? Oh, hell yeah. Add an Iron Man bean. Boom. That's a bunch of people back. One of their seasons, like all they need is for season 3 or season 4 or season 5, whatever. Like, every time they put something out, it has the potential to pop big. I don't know if it ever will. But I think that I think Fall Guys could come back. Either way, I am thankful for it this year because it gave me something to play. I really enjoyed it. And it was very lucrative for my stream endeavors. I'll just say that.
I will say also, I think I'm also thankful for Among Us. Not so much because like I love the game. But it really did get me to play more games with my friends. And also, I never, ever liked... I mean, you know me. I don't like Mafia games. Like, those are just... That's not for me. But the added aspect of doing tasks and, like, you know, and, like, the way that the conversation's going, how you can catch people, is so much more entertaining to me than just guessing who's lying, you know. Yeah. Now it's like you can actually get caught getting killed and come back in the game and be like, yo, bro, it's definitely him. Like that's that, those interactions are fun to me. So Among Us is definitely a big pop. I know that didn't come out this year, but it's nice that it popped off this year. I was just looking up to see if Project Winter got had Steam charts, but they're for some reason the only thing they have on there right now is their DLC, which is kind of weird. But I want to know what the numbers of Project Winter are too, to see if it's like starting to catch up. Among Us numbers are amazing right now, so big shout out to Among Us, you know, doing the damn thing. But yeah, no, I just, the big shout outs to that game, and I guess I want to say big shout outs to, I'm thankful for Genesis. It was the only tournament we went to this year.
True. Well, I went to Frostbite. Come on.
Facts.
Those two tournaments. Yeah. Very thankful for those two events.
What was that? Genesis and Level Up Expo. And then my whole life imploded. So.
Yep. All the people we used to know and all the events we used to go to just like they were never there. It's crazy.
Yeah. So big shout out to Boback.
I'll give it up big for that one. Yeah, I got to do top eight. That's thank you. Yeah, that was
Boback. You know. So but yeah, I guess that's gonna be it for our show. We have one question. And if you have any questions while we're answering this, we will answer those real quick too.
Yeah, throw it in the chat if you guys have any questions you want to talk about.
Throw it in the chat. Right now we have a question from B Quarth says, what do y'all think of the FPS genre? In my opinion, no good games have come out in years. I mean, I guess I can kind of agree with that. I mean, I only really play Apex Legends, and that game has been out for a while, so can't really say it came out this year. Obviously, it's getting updates, and that's cool. But if you're talking about, like, standard, like, traditional FPS, the only good things that have come out have been remakes. Like, Halo came out. Sick. Love Halo. Anything new, though? Probably not.
No. There's been a lot of good stuff. If you want the tactical stuff, there's Valorant and there's Rainbow Six Siege. Those are amazing.
Well, Siege, no. Valorant, I can give it up.
No?
Siege, no.
People love Siege.
I never played it. You know who likes Siege? I don't want to say it, but you know where I'm going. Just think on EE for a second. Where am I going with this?
I don't... White people?
There it is.
Okay. I don't know what to tell you. I as someone who might have a proclivity toward that sort of game, I do.
I think it depends on what type of FPS you like, though. And that's not my. I don't like tactical FPS. I think those are very boring.
Doom, though.
Doom is a one-player game, isn't it?
Oh, did he say multiplayer FPS?
No, but when I'm thinking of FPS, I'm definitely thinking of like a multiplayer experience. Okay. Doom, though, okay, for sure. I'll give it up.
Doom is amazing.
That's a solid game.
If you want multiplayer, COD is still popping off. If that's not your thing, that's fine. You got Apex. You got Valorant. You got Rainbow Six. You got a lot of options.
Rainbow Six didn't come out this year, though. We're talking about this year.
No, he said this year. Oh, this year is what he said? Oh.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Doom has a multiplayer mode that no one plays.
Yeah, nobody cares about Doom multiplayer.
Well,
that's just the problem with arena shooters in general. Everybody's like, yo, I want Quake back. I want Quake, and then you get Quake, and you're like, no, that's too hard, no.
Well, you know, crazy enough, that's part of his next question. So he has an opinion. Oh, he says, okay. Skyrim is the best game ever made.
Cringe.
Fact or opinion.
Cringe. That's an opinion. Cringe.
That's definitely an opinion. And then he says, 3, why do you think arena shooters have died out? And he says, I think it's because people find them so hard are too hard, so they don't buy play them, and that's kind of cringe. That's a fair assessment.
Yeah, but you can't call it cringe because people don't want to play your really hard game. That's what Melee players do. That's cringe. Wow, what do you mean you won't play for 50 hours to learn how to do one technique so you could barely beat me? Get the hell out of here, geek. Just because I don't like your game as much as you do. Get the hell out of here.
It's a fair assessment, but it is also a fair assessment on your side. That is how I feel about a lot of like those arbitrarily hard games that like I don't want to spend. Like, okay, if I'm already into that genre, then yes, I will spend 40 hours learning that game. I'm not into arena shooters already. So if you give me an arena shooter and expect me to sit and learn that game while taking licks the entire time, absolutely not. Not even a little bit.
We played For Honor when it came out. Now For Honor is free. And it's the type of game that I think I would really like. I dug it. Do I want to get back into it? Absolutely not. Because some people never stop playing. And I don't want to play those people.
I think I think For Honor is a really good in-house game now.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
If you can get 8 people who don't play that game too often, sick.
Dude, For Honor could really come back. I didn't even think of that.
It actually came back. I started playing again. I think it was either this year or last year, yeah, where they had like a major update, and so it brought a lot of people back. So we were finding people that like played, like us, you know, like we're getting back into the game. Now, of course, there were still those people that never quit. They're like at level 700 and stuff. Whatever. You'll have a couple of those in your game, sure. But also, I have a couple scrubs in the game, like me. So we can have nice little scrub battles in the corner. And, yeah.
Dude, For Honor 1v1s would be very funny as content. Like, streamer stuff. Like, oh my god, XQC versus, like you know, Nick Mercs. Just, like, a challenge for Honor. For Honor, you know? It's like, you don't
let
fight
me,
in any
Let
other
me
games.
Know
it's
when
just,
you want to run the For Honor.
I do. That's a good idea. I kind of do want to do it. But the problem is...
Let me know.
I think everything has to be unlocked. Like, everything... that's the problem, is you have to unlock stuff through playing. I gotta get that Ubisoft, like... you gotta give me everything. I'm not unlocking stuff through playing, you know?
First of all, you don't... You are gonna play Warden. Because you like simple things.
Yeah.
And Warden is simple. So what are you even talking about? Like, you don't need to unlock anything else. Play Warden, you're good.
I'm Warden if I'm trying to win. If I'm trying for content, I'm playing the big fat guy. Shugoki, I think was his name. Okay. If I'm trying to have fun, that's my dude. Like,
actually, no, that's fair. You are a grappler. I mean? And I play Shugoki too for that exact reason.
That joint's funny. Like, I want a funny character if I'm going to be doing this for, like, you know, I wouldn't be playing For Honor alone. I'm playing it with friends so I can dick around. So I want the good stuff, you know?
So,
Viking's
on,
funny too. Yeah.
Hexetera said, Chivalry is better. What is Chivalry? I've never seen that game.
Yeah, Chivalry is apparently very good. It always struck me as, like, a little bit too complicated, like, too long to learn. I don't know if that's true. But yeah, it's a sort of the version of that people existed before.
Oh, what the? You want me to go backwards? I'm good.
It is going backwards. Yeah,
I'm good, bro. Like, come on, man. What's up? There you go with that nostalgia, bro. Come on, bro. there you go with this nostalgia. I'm good.
I agree. I mean, I agree. I get it. Dig it.
You know, I'm gonna play the very pretty. And pretty experience of For Honor. The Chivalry game, I'm looking, it doesn't look that bad, but it definitely looks old, you know?
Big old. I think there's Chivalry, like, too.
Oh, okay, hold up.
I don't know. I think there are, not that it's better, but it's all unlocked. Oh, well, I mean, yeah, but Chivalry is like, that's all unlocked, but it's all knights. For Honor is like knights and Vikings and Ronin. And I think For Honor also has, like, seasonal events. They had, like, a Halloween thing. Maybe they unlocked Michael Myers or Leatherface or something. I don't know. You know? Let me see. For Honor characters. I'm going to see what they all have. Because they've got to have new stuff now. Warmonger. Nuxia. Shinobi. Sakura. Yeah, see, these are... Well, none of these are funny, though. Where are the funny characters? There aren't any.
The funny character stopped with Shugoki, man. I think that was he was a guy. There's a berserker, and I think that the way he moves is kind of funny.
Oh, I remember that.
As far as like, as far as like the doing funny, like the running at someone and just slamming him to the ground with a bear hug, it's like that's good stuff.
I want to take the For Honor engine and turn it into like a Mortal Kombat with a bunch of guest characters and like bullshit, you know. It just, like, have the 1v1 melee combat between, like, Freddy and Jason. I don't know. Just some stupid, just spectacle fighter. I would dig that.
Tailfeather says, have we played Fat Princess? Have you ever played that?
Dude, that's old.
I've never played it, but I've heard about it. I just never played it myself.
Yeah, Fat Princess is, like, that's PS3. No, I have played it, but come on. That joint's old. Get out of here. What the heck?
All right. Well, expect a For Honor stream between me, Coney, and probably like two other more streamers that are around our area sometime in the future. I'm definitely down to play some more For Honor. I think sometimes those games are like, I feel like sometimes those games are a little hard to stream for the sole fact that, like, obviously we're about to get, you know, the tryhards come through, like, let me try. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, you
scrub,
know.
Scrub only zone, please. Thank you.
Dude, God, I could talk for hours about those people. I was playing Punch-Out, which is a single-player game, and I still had people popping up constantly to tell me how to play it. I'm like, I'm not... Dude, I... Did Did you know you could beat this guy in 5 hits? No, I didn't. I don't care. Come on.
Yeah, everybody wants to be optimal, man. That is very annoying.
Come on.
I was getting the same thing with Hyrule Warriors, but only for some things. Like, so one of the things you can do is, like, when a weak point shows up, you can stasis it, and then so therefore it stays longer. And, like, that's cool, but some people in the game have a stasis animation where, like, if you stasis something, they will automatically do an attack. So I'm playing Urbosa. She's one of those people that has a stasis animation. Everyone's like, how come you never stasis? Because I can't, okay? Like, you aren't even doing research for the game, and you're still trying to tell me how to play. Like, come on, bro. Like, that's just crazy. So.
Streaming is pain.
Streaming, you know, because you want to just hang out with people, have a good time, play the game you want to play. But a lot of the new people that you'll usually get that aren't a new, like, don't know your vibe, think that everybody needs help. And I don't know why that exists on Twitch. There's like just a group of people that walk around thinking literally everybody needs help. No, most streamers don't want you to backseat them. And if they do, then go find that stream. There's somebody out there for you. It's just not us. Like,
I think people just like being helpful. That's all. Like, I try to be optimistic. I try to be, but it is soul crushing when, like, just you can't play the game and look at chat at the same time because you're just inundated by people who are just, dude, you wouldn't believe how many I was playing Punch Out for Wii, and you wouldn't believe how many times people would come into the stream, be like, hey, did you know somebody beat this game blindfolded, and then leave. That's all they would do. They would come in, say that, never say another word. They would just leave. Like they're doing PR for that video on YouTube. This is viral marketing. I don't know what that was. But everybody wants to, you know, show off. So, I don't know. It was a little man. Much.
All right. Well, guys, this is going to be...
That's
actually hilarious. This is going to be it for Y'all Gaming. This will go up on Spotify. This will go up on Apple Podcasts. And this will go up on the Prediction YouTube now. My YouTube is... reserved for me now. So if you want to watch more of this, you can check it out on the Prediction YouTube. We will tweet this out, you know, to be like, hey, in case you missed it, and whatever.
Yep.
We'll see you next week for obviously more gaming content. I'm not really sure what's coming out this week that's worth talking about right now, but I'm sure that there will be something.
Next week it might be worth, I don't know when the Game Awards are happening, but I think next week is the week before the Game Awards. We can just talk about like the nominees, stuff like that.
Okay. Also, Immortals Fenyx Rising is... I'm going to be able to play it on Saturday, so I'll be able to talk about it.
Gotcha.
Then. And, oh, crazy part is next week we'll be in December. How crazy is that? Oh, it's been March for 8 months. So we're in March, March, December, first on Tuesday. That's crazy, bro.
That's... good Lord. What happened?
Yep. Just a whole year of me sitting in my house. You know, just exist.
I do know. Yeah.
You definitely know. Yeah. So yeah, man, with that being said, guys, stay safe, wear a mask. If you're feeling sick, get tested for COVID. Enjoy your games. And of course, if y'all been gaming, come back and talk to us about what y'all been gaming on next week. Have a good night. Goodbye.